Nigel, obviously a 21-point advantage to take up to Glasgow, but you know firsthand how tough they'll be in the second leg.
Yeah, I know that because we saw it today when we had a big first quarter lead and they came back. But the guys really persevered today and we got our poise back and were able to execute in the end. And that was a great team win.
That must have been quite some team talk at halftime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the guys were fired up and they knew we made mistakes. And we were so glad to fix it. And we just actually came out and played the way we want to play, which is our good Lions basketball. And for the City of London, we want to represent.
Defense, I thought, was big in that second half, particularly stopping the production of Hayden Lascaux.
Yeah, it was. And also our rotations on the three-point shots, because we were able to stay in front of Hayden so we didn't have to help, so they couldn't swing the ball to get open shots. And that was a big key. And that was our big guys, because they kept trying to pick on them and see if they could take advantage of them with their quickness. But we were able to counteract that.
You've had some stars this season, but Kai Williams stepped up big time tonight.
Oh, he's an unbelievable player. And the thing about it is he has those skills. He's just an unselfish guy. Like, personally, for me, I wish he'd shoot it almost every time because he's that kind of clutch player. But, you know, he's so unselfish as a team guy. And we needed scoring today. Guess what he did? Most of the time, he needs some defense or something. He does that. But today was really a big game for him.
And Zaire Taylor, particularly in the first and the fourth quarters, showed some skills out there. I mean, he's determined to leave London on a real high.
He is, for sure. And he showed what he can do when he's at his best. No one can stay in front of him one-on-one. And he creates situations where they have to help. He can make things for his team or he can score himself. And I thought they didn't give him some foul calls as well. He got beat up a few times, but he kept playing hard and he kept showing us that the kind of player he was. And he was a former MVP, so you got to expect that.
How key is it to go up to Glasgow, not thinking about the advantage, but just to try and go up there and win the game?
Yeah, that's the key, to win the game. We're not even thinking about that. We don't even know. We just want to try to play for the first 3 or 4 minutes, win that. The next 10 minutes, win that. And just build it slowly. And if we come out with a one-point game win, we'll be happy.
I know you feel that 6th may not have really represented this side's potential in the league table, but is there a feeling you're building the momentum at the right time? It's now 4 unbeaten at home.
Yeah, it is. And especially at home, because early in the year, we were struggling at home. I don't know why, but we were. And we started to get a feel for that. We were okay on the roads. That's why I'm so glad to take this lead, because I think that we are going to keep going and we're going to be determined to finish it off. But we really want to make London proud, and we don't think we showed the London fans the best of our basketball, so we're trying to do that. Put that right.